good evening, and happy December 25th to everyone out there. Hey, it's 9 o'clock, and that means it's time for the 9 o'clock net this day. Thursday, December 2025. I'm Louie, W7DBB, and hey, is our co-host out there? We're going to have two of us tonight.
No, she's not. Just joking, she is. It's me, Rebecca. KK7IJZ, I'm excited, Louie. Back to you.
Oh, I'm so delighted to be doing this. And it was a surprise. I totally forgot. I'm glad you wrote me the text. Anyway, as Rebecca will agree, this is a directed social net that happens on the WW7 PSR 2-meter repeater, which is located on Capitol Hill in the city of Seattle here, and operated by the Puget Sound Repeater Group. Tell us more about this, Rebecca, please.
The Puget Sound Repeater Group is a thing that is in my preamble, which is right here in my hand. Where is it? Oh, the Puget Sound Repeater Group operates at a frequency of 146.96 with a negative offset and PL tone of 103.5. All licensed hands and new licensees just getting started are welcome to join. If you have third-party traffic, we'd like to hear from them too. We encourage you to press that button and tell us about yourself, your radio projects, or just about anything else, as long as it's suitable for a family-friendly audience. Back to you, Louie.
Okay, and this is the very important part here. Please limit those reports to 3 minutes. You can always recheck if you want, but for now, just 3 minutes per operator, so we can get as many of y'all in as possible on this wonderful night. This is also when the repeater times you out, and you'll know it when it does that, because that is embarrassing. I've done it myself. When you're finished with your report, please end with your call sign. That'll keep the FCC off our backs, all right? And they'll also let me know when you're finished, and I can call the next one. We'll be compiling a list of stations. We're going to take turns doing rounds, Rebecca and I. I'll be compiling a list of stations that would like to check in, and then we'll ask for your reports. If you'd like to check in and only, and just let us know you're being IO, which means in and out, which means, you know, you can figure it out, all right? Anyway, this is Louie, W7DBB. And with Rebecca, KK7IJZ, we're getting the net started. Please, Rebecca, you invite people in now. This is your turn, all right?
Louie, that intro went better than the 6,000 rehearsals we did. Just joking. Everybody, I'm so excited. Louie's so sweet. Anyway, I hope that, I don't know what I was about to say. What was I about to say? I think I was about to end the net. Well, the net's over, y'all. Anyway, just joking. I'm going to do the first round. This is Rebecca, KK7IJZ. It's December 25th, 2025. Call sign and name, RF and Internet.
Fuel Mike 7, Delta Kilo, X-ray stuff.
Jonathan.
Alpha Golf 7 Charlie, X-ray Lloyd, Springdale, Washington. Merry Christmas, everybody. And you, Rebecca, special you, huh? Okay, thank you so much. Alpha Golf 7 Charlie, X-ray, it's I-O.
Merry Christmas, Lloyd. I'm happy you called in. We love hearing from you. By we, I mean me. I do. I love hearing from you, Lloyd. Lloyd, take care of Lloyd. Merry Christmas to all of you, all of your menagerie of pets, and everybody. 73 and 88 and all the numbers, Lloyd. More stations, please.
Whiskey Zero, X-ray Oscar, Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan. I'm sorry. I thought I acknowledged you. I got you on the list. More stations, please.
Kilo Mike 7, Delta Kilo X-ray. Seth, not sure if you got me earlier.
Y'all, I keep on forgetting to acknowledge stations. I'm so excited to do a net with Louie that I forgot. Seth, Jonathan, okay, I got a Seth, I got a Jonathan, and I got a Lloyd as an I.O. More stations, please.
W7JSM, John.
Hey, John, got you on the list. More stations, please.
K9DVC, Brooks.
Hey, Brooks, got you on the list. More stations, please.
Kilo Alpha 9, Echo Hotel Victor, Ann.
33 Ann, got you on the list. I'm going to go ahead and draw a line right there and go back to the top to DKE Seth. Seth, please come ahead with your report.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been a wonderful Christmas. Had some great food. Had a nice breakfast this morning with eggs, sausage, bacon, and some ham. Finished off the night with a roast and corn and some rolls and some other things. And, you know, festival. I got to spend a lot of time with the family. And then I was also gifted a brand new SWR meter today. So now I know if my antennas are actually working properly. So that'll be nice and not damage some of my radios. Hopefully everyone else out there is having a good Christmas or whatever holiday you guys celebrate, and hopefully the rest of the year goes by easy. KM7DKX, as in X-ray.
Thank you, Seth. Thank you for your check-in. I appreciate it so much. And have fun with your SWR meter. And, yeah, maybe it'll help you build some radios, too. You should make some fun, cool radios and do all kinds of fun stuff. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for your well wishes. And, yeah, happy New Year, happy Thursday, happy everything. 73 Seth, next on the list is Jonathan. Jonathan, how are you and your beautiful wife, Sarah, doing tonight? And your dog, your one little dog. I guess boxers are big dogs. W0XO, please come ahead with your report.
Rebecca, you had to mention it, but that's fine. Gus is no longer with us, and that's okay. Gus lives a wonderful life. But Ruby is still here, and she's not used to being alpha. But Ruby is here, and she's holding down the fort. And my daughter got back from Tokyo today, where she was there for 10 days. They were with some friends. And I just got back from my brother's house in Ballard. Things are going good there. And I'm back here in Everett with, I had to run around and put this Squalo antenna, the one made out of a lawn chair, a beach chair. I had to put it up on a microphone stand up in the living room because my antenna mast is still under construction. But this thing seems to be working fairly well. I've oriented it like a flag rather than like a TV antenna. So it's oriented vertically now, and it seems to make a big difference as I rotate it. It seems to fire off the flat side, and anyway, I think I'm getting in. My power's down at 28%. Anyway, it's so great to talk to you, Rebecca, and I wish all of the PSRG people a Merry Christmas from W0XO, Jonathan in Everett. Back to Nat.
Jonathan, you did it. You sounded amazing. You could probably even knock down the power. Were you at high power? What were you working with? Back to you, Jonathan.
You know, I think I W0XO here. I think I am pumping in 40 or 50 watts. I'm not completely sure, but you know, I'm lucky to be on the air at all, so I'm not going to tinker with anything right now, but it's good to know. Thank you so much for letting me know that signal report, and it's not as bad as I thought it was. Back to you, Rebecca.
Yeah, it's definitely not. You sound great. It's so good to hear you, Jonathan. And keep that microphone stand out. Use it. Use it until you have constructed and reconstructed and have the perfect antenna mast, because that microphone stand is working beautifully. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Keep it. Well, that's fun. Well, you and your family have a wonderful night, and tell Ruby that she can do it. We all have an alpha in us somewhere, even if we are naturally betas, there's an alpha in there somewhere. Ruby, I believe in you. I believe in you. 73 and 88 and all the numbers, and of course so many 33s to Sarah, your beautiful wife, Sarah. Aww. Thanks, Jonathan. Next on the list is John, W7JSM. Hi, John. What have you and Finn been up to today? Over to you.
Well, hello, Rebecca, and Merry Christmas. We have been relaxed today is what we've been, the wife also. I hosted the 11 o'clock net over at Lake Washington this morning, and the kids all went to the in-laws' houses today, so it was just me and the wife and Finn today. So we just hung out and were lazy all day, eating leftovers and Christmas cookies and all kinds of stuff we probably shouldn't have ate. But that was good for me because yesterday took a lot out of me because I'm still recovering from my surgery. And I'm still very sore, but the staples are out now at least. So I'm a little further away along in my healing up process. It's just still difficult to get around a little bit, but it's getting better. Anyway, so today was a nice, relaxing day. We had a great day yesterday and had all of our meal and Christmas last night. So had prime rib for dinner and did gift exchange. Granddaughter played Jingle Bells on the cello for us, so that was kind of cool. And just had a good time. So today was a nice, relaxed day after all that. So W7, JSN.
John, is your granddaughter who was playing the cello the same one you got the guitar? Back to you, John.
Yes. When she, I got her a guitar, and she started learning how to play it, and then school started, and it's her, she's first year of middle school, so she had a chance to join the band, and guitar, unfortunately, wasn't one of the ones she could pick there, but she picked the cello, and she started getting more into guitar now, though, so she promised her mom that she would finish the year out taking, doing the cello, but after that she wanted to switch to guitar, whether it was with the school or just on her own. But either way, she's doing good, and some of the chords she's learned doing the cello also transferred to the guitar, too, so she's having fun. W7, JSN.
That's so cool. I love it. I love it. I love it. Aw. You're a fun, artsy, artistic family. I love it. I love it, John. I'm so glad that you had a fun Christmas Eve with all of your kids and their kids and grandkids and all of the kids. I love it. I love that y'all are close and you just have this wonderful space that they can come and be together, and yeah, that's wonderful. Well, you and Tina, good night, and good job being amazing parents, I'm sure. I know you are amazing parents. If your kids still wanted to come home and bring their kids, y'all did a good job. 73 and all the numbers, and of course, kisses to Finn. This is Rebecca KK7IJZ. Next on the list is Brooks K9BDC. How's it going in Oklahoma? Over to you, Brooks.
Good evening, Rebecca and Louie and everyone on the net. K9BDC, Brooks here in Oklahoma. Having a good evening, a good Christmas here. It is it's late, we're 2 hours ahead, so we are getting ready for bed. It was a good Christmas day. We had good dinner tonight. All the kids made dinner tonight, and Mom, I guess Mom still made something, but I made mashed potatoes, Megan made the green beans, my sister made butternut squash macaroni and cheese. That was really good. But I guess Mom did make the ham. And then yesterday she made a chocolate pie for today. That was really good, so we had that afterwards. But it was very fun. Little Miss Leela had her first Christmas, and that was fun. And then tomorrow is her birthday, so we have to do a birthday party for her later tomorrow. myself research books. And yeah, just overall had a good day. I've got someone else here that wants to say hello.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for doing the night. 3329 MLR.
So she's IO. So yeah. So we're just gonna kind of hang out here and probably call it a night here for you. Wanted to check in and say hello to everyone. So thank you for doing the net. 7-3, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. K9 DVC back.
Thank you so much for that, Brooks. That sounds delicious. Butternut squash, mac and cheese, or butternut squash and cheese. Yum. That sounds so good. I've had like mac and cheese where they made like a creamy sauce with butternut squash, but all, I mean, maybe that's what it is. That sounds good. Mashed potatoes, all of it, green beans, yum. Oh, I'm so glad that y'all were able to make it to Oklahoma and spend time with your mom and Leela and bring Megan with you. That's awesome. 33 Megan, 73 and 88 to you both, and enjoy your time left with your family, and then, yeah, next week. Next week's just around the corner. All right, last on this list, my first list, it's Anne, K-A-9-E-H-V. I'm ready to hear the sound of someone's new handy-talkie, 33 Anne. Please give me your report.
Oh, my. Well, unfortunately, Jack got to hear it, but right now I'm speaking to you on my other radio because I'm too lazy to get up. I go get the handy talkie, which is ensconced, which is somewhere. But anyway, it does sound good. I was using it on the. I checked into the new net with it, and oh God, I haven't seen an ST207R since I was in college. I graduated from college in 1981, so this radio I had 45 years ago, and now I have another one, but I'm kind of glad to have it because I should be able to actually use it pretty easily, and so it's got buttons and so forth on it, and so that's nice. Then we went to church last night, and I sang Oh Holy Night. And that went well. And then we went to church this morning, and I sang the Wexford Carol and played 20 minutes worth of Christmas carols, which were Ding Dong Merrily on High, Sussex Carol, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, Go Tell It on the Mountain, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, Angels We Have Heard on High, and Silent Night. So, and then I sang the Wexford Carol. These were both at this morning service. So that's about all the news that is news. And I promise you I will get on with my new handy talkie probably tomorrow. Anyway, but it sounded good, and so it was nice. 73, 88, 33, and 67, which means Merry Christmas in the ARL numbered radiograms. Thanks to Rebecca and Lou for hosting the net, and thanks to all of you for listening to me ramble. This is KA9EHG.net.
Aw, that was so sweet of your honey Scott to get you that radio. That's so funny. I was looking at them on the interwebs, and yeah, they look fun. They look perfect. I feel like that's going to be my goal for the, what do you call that thing? You know, the, Mike and Key. That's going to be my goal for the Mike and Key. I wrote it down. Well, Anne, that sounds wonderful. I'm glad that you got to have a day full of music and radio. It was so nice to hear you on Jack's new net. I hope that you get to check in more often during the new net. Yeah, it's a whole different ball of wax. It's fun. But 33 Anne, have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And I look forward to hearing your report tomorrow. 73 and 88, and 73 Scott, thank you for being such a wonderful honey to Anne. Last, we had an I.O. from Lloyd. Lloyd. 88 Lloyd, Alpha Golf 7 Charlie X-Ray. I don't know why I'm trying to fumble it up, but yeah, that was the end of my list. You are listening to the PSOG 9 p.m. net. This is Rebecca, KK7IJZ, and I'm going to hand it over to Louie. W7DBB, it's your turn, dude.
Rebecca, you are a tough act to follow, and what a great bunch of people checking in. I'm so happy to have heard from Lloyd, who I haven't heard in a long time. And I pretty much only know Alpha Golf 7, Charlie X-Ray. I could never stumble over saying it, you know, just the letters, because good hearing from you, Lloyd. Ever since I remember, used to be one of the first people to check in to my Wednesday night net way back. And, yeah, good to hear from everyone else, too. Jonathan, W-O-X-O, you're a... I don't know if, yeah, Rebecca couldn't see it on her because she's not using a computer, I don't think. But you were coming in pretty hardcore on Lake Forest Park and Cougar repeaters. You were coming in really good with that, what sounded like a lawn chair mounted on a mic stand. Sounds like a Richard, one of Richard's antennas. Anyway, congratulations, Seth, on an SWR meter, because that really comes in handy. Keep you from blowing up your radios. Anyway. Oh, boy, butternut squash mac and cheese. Oh, okay, I'm inspired. KI7JEW is absolutely in love with my butternut squash lasagna, and so I'm going to try that mac and cheese using the Fontina cheese that I use in the lasagna, just to see how that comes out. And I recommend Fontina cheese in many things. So anyway, I'm going to reset my mic now. Okay, so I don't time myself out. Yeah, I am, actually today, Kim and I celebrate Hanukkah, and we were pretty much, last week was like one celebration and gathering with people after another, and it was really the most amazing holiday, you know, season for us, and it was fantastic. This week has been kind of like just a week off, including today, where I actually went into the shop to do some work. I go to the shop, I get a few things done in the morning, and then I could get a message about our dear friend, Larry GST, who is, Jack was announcing a silent key to be had at the noon net, which I attended, and I came right home and got on the air, because we're going to miss that guy, huh? Everyone that knew him, that, you know, that saw the twinkle in his eye and heard that laugh of his. So, yeah. Silent Key, Larry. We love you, and that's it, yeah. I'm going to, going up and down the line here. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is, taking over this segment, is I'm going to invite anyone, RF or, internet, to come on down and tell us about what's going on. How was your day today? Merry December the 25th, all right? Bring it. Call sign and name.
K-E-A-Q-F-T, Fred, in the Buckeye State.
Got you, Fred, and I got you, Jeff, in the background there, AB6. Okay, Jeff, Fred, would you mind coming back with your call sign? I kind of dropped off on your K-E-A, what?
K-E-A-Q-F-T, Kilo Echo 8, Quebec Foxtrot. Tangle. Sorry, I didn't hear anyone else trying to get in there. Sorry if I walked on anybody.
No, it's one of the hazards of being using the Echo Link. You know, it happens, but you're here, and that's the important thing, Fred. And I got Jeff in there, and who else would like to join us for some conversation? Hello, Earth to Radio Controllers. Earth to Radio Controllers. Call sign and name, please.
K3OE, good evening.
K3OE, I know I've heard this one before, but what's your first name?
Lily, it's Rich in Tampa. Back to you, K3OE.
Right, Rich, welcome aboard. Hey, let's just run with this one. Actually, no, let's see if anyone else would like to join Fred, Jeff, Rich, and Louie for this round.
Alpha Golf 7, Lima Romeo, Cody with an I.O. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Cody. I haven't gotten an I.O. from you in a long time, and it's great to hear your voice, and Merry Christmas to thee. Okay, would anyone else like to join this, I.O. or check-in or whatever you like, bring it. Okay, I don't know what Cricket's call sign is, but that's all I heard was Cricket. So anyway, I'm going to go to the top of our list to Fred. And did you say you were in Tampa, Fred, at KE8, Quebec Foxtrot Tango?
Oh, Louie, you know, I think it's the first time I talk to you. I'm in Ohio, but I don't say Ohio because people think I'm saying I-O. So I say the Buckeye State. I'm in the Buckeye State of Ohio. I'm about 23 miles southwest of Cleveland. And, currently 30 degrees here. I had a good Christmas. I spent it down at an American Legion, and the women there, oh, man, they had a good spread. Ham, turkey, whatever. All kinds of desserts and cookies. And yeah, it was a good day. I hope everybody in the Great Pacific Northwest had a good day today. And I just thought I'd try to get in here tonight through the auspices of All-Star. So, y'all take care. I'll say 73 for now, but I'll be back and return you to net control. KE82FC, back to net control.
Thank you, Fred, and I had to laugh at your the problem you have seeing Ohio on ham radio. I get it. Ohio. You passed up on a lot of check-ins with a state like that. Anyway, thank you so much, Fred, Buckeye, and we will we'll hear from you again soon, I hope. Let's go down to San Francisco right now to Jeff, Alpha Bravo 6, Mike Bravo. How are you, Jeff?
Oh, doing pretty good, Larry, and thank you for asking, and Rebecca, good to hear you, too, and everybody on the Papa System, not a Papa System, Peace of Sound Repeater Group. Anyway, I got to get my systems right. Here in the Bay Area today, it was kind of rainy a little bit at times, and a nice temperature, about 60-some-odd, so not a bad day, really. You know, get cloudy or not cloudy. I had the squirrels running every which way on the patio, and that was fun to watch. And my daughter, oldest daughter, came down and joined me for Christmas down here in the where I live here in Union City. And she was up at towns about 60 miles away. And it was good to see her. We had a nice time talking and ordered some Chinese food over DoorDash. And boy, they gave me a lot of food. In fact, I ended up packing it up and sending it home with her because she's got two hungry boys there that can really eat. So they're definitely going to take care of it. But, man, that was a lot of food. So I have to remember that for the future. It was pretty good, too. Chow Fun was really good. But meanwhile, I just watched, you know, some football and TV and some other stuff going on and chatted with my daughter. And this was a very, very nice Christmas day, so no complaints here. And, so I was just trying to think what else went on here. I don't know, too. My kids called and chatted with them on the phone, and it was a pretty nice day, so all in all. So it was good to hear about, you know, the different nets on amateur radio. So I was over on the health and welfare net in Australia. They're there every day at 3 p.m., and yeah, they are funny. My daughter got a kick out of them listening to their accents, and And she said hi, you know, as part of third-party traffic and all embarrassed type thing. But, you know, just kidding. Like I said, today was a good day. So with that, I'll turn it back to Annette. Take it away, AB6MB.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. It sounds like you did the right things today. And, I saw, you know, Chinese food on Christmas. I just saw a few Instagram posts that really were talking about that's a very cultural thing to do in certain cultures. And I've had Chinese food on Christmas before, and we just really didn't want to do anything today except for work. So you did the right thing, okay? Thank you so much for checking in. And Rich, hey, so I know your ears probably went up when you heard about that antenna being built by, by Jonathan, right? So, hey, Rich, bring it.
Good evening, Louie and Rebecca. And, you know, I don't stay up this late very often, so, but when I heard you and Rebecca were doing the net this evening, I just had to do it. And yes, anytime I hear antenna, oh yeah, my ears perk right up, that's for sure. Had a fantastic day here. Station manager Polo got spoiled rotten today. I got him out two times before lunch, two times later on in the afternoon, and I fixed pork chops and potato dumplings and Brussels sprouts, and boy, was that good. And, of course, station manager Polo got a little taste as well. So that's kind of what happened here. Oh, and then I had a nice long chat with my son, who is also a ham in Oklahoma. So that kind of sums up my day, Louie. Thank you very much. Back to you, K3OE.
Hey, Rich. Very good. Oh, my ears went up when you added Brussels sprouts to the list, because I love making Brussels sprouts. And here's an idea. I'm just going to kick it out there, because what do we do on this thing? We exchange information, right? So I like taking I steam a bunch of Brussels sprouts and put them in the bottom of like a 9x13 pan, coat the top completely with cranberry sauce. If you make it special for it, then all the better. But even a can of whole cranberries over the tops, and then sprinkle it with Parmesan cheese. And pretty much it's all cooked and ready to eat when you put it in the oven, but I give it about a half an hour, 40 minutes to melt the cheese and get the whole thing really hot. And I'll tell you what, I love it a lot. Anyway, that's what I'm a fool for Brussels sprouts. And let me rekey here, and then I'm going to invite Rebecca back in a moment. Hey, one little note before I call our dear friend Rebecca back, and that is that I was at a group meeting that I go to sometimes tonight with a bunch of people that are really good people. And one of them, when I was talking about having to go onto the new net today, his ears went up because he was with a mutual friend of ours who is studying for their license, and who's, you know, and he punched up one of the nets. I don't know. I didn't ask which one it was, but they listened to the net, and they said it was kind of fun that, you know, it looks like people just chat back and forth and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It sounded like he was discussing a PSRG net. So I'm going to say his Stephen G. If you're listening to this tonight, this is Louie from Thursday night. And, congratulations on becoming part of this club. It's crazy. Stephen G., welcome. All right, W7DBB. Calling for KK7IJZ, my dear, dear friend Rebecca, bring it back.
Hey, Louie, I'm back. This is Rebecca, KK7IJZ, and Louie, what a wonderful round you had. You got Fred in Ohio. I love that Fred found this, I love that Fred found PSRG. It's so much fun hearing him check in. And, I'm glad that you had a fun Christmas at the American Legion, Fred. But, yeah, everybody, Rich and Polo. Now Rich and Polo can go to bed. But everybody sounds so good. This has been so much fun already. Lily. I'm so glad you agreed to do the net with me. I'm so glad that I agreed to do the net with you. All right. This is Rebecca, KK7IJZ. You're listening to the PSRG 9 p.m. social net. I'm going to start another list. Call sign and name, RF and internet.
KE6RX.
Hey, Peter. Got you on the list. More stations, please.
KX2CW.
Hey, Joan. 33. Got you on the list. More stations, please.
Victor Yankee 1, Mike Sugar. Victor Yankee 1, Mike Sugar. Michael and Yukon.
Michael and Yukon, got you on the list. More stations, please.
Whiskey 1, Bravo, Mike Bravo. Brandon in Capitol Hill.
Hey, Brandon, got you on the list. We'll go ahead and draw a line there. That seems like a good list, and go back to the top to Peter in Santa Cruz. Hey, Peter, what did you do today? Over to you, K6RAX.
Basically nothing, except we had a Christmas luncheon in the complex, and I'd been on a diet, you know, so I'm supposed to watch what I eat, and they had prime rib, and I've never had a prime rib that I like, because by the time I cut all the fat off, I get like two or three bites. And that's it. And I ended up just nibbling on a couple things and then going back up to my room and having a salad. So that was my pretty much my day. And the rest of it I spent just watching YouTubes and listening to other nets. KE6RAX.
Well, Peter, you know you got to tell me about this salad. And also about the YouTube you've been watching. Peter, back to you.
Well, most of them were border control. You know, the border people on the Mexican border and how they're looking for drugs. Or that was the main thing. And
what about the salad?
That was one of those pre-made salads from Safeway.
Well, turns out your Christmas turned out all right, even without that gross prime rib. You had a wonderful salad from Safeway. You got to watch some videos about the border and drugs. Peter, you're funny. Anyway, I hope that you had a good day. It's good to hear from you, Peter. Enjoy listening to the rest of the net and enjoy doing everything that you do over there in Santa Cruz. 7-3. Next on the list is Joan. KX2CW. 33, Joan. How are you feeling? Over to you.
33, Rebecca. And she is governess with my chai that I made. With just black tea and maple syrup and clove, ground cloves and dairy products, but oh, is it so delicious. It is so delicious. Well, what a treat having our very own Rebecca and our very own Louie in a combined phalanx of two. Oh, here's this my neighborhood. Even on my super cardioid, you can still hear the cops zooming by. I hear it in stereo. If I were doing my voice journal, my stereo, high fidelity stereo voice journal, it would be one of those things where I'd have to, if I were listening to it, I'd have to stop it to see if I was hearing a live siren or a recorded siren. Anyway, happy first day of Christmas. Remember, Hanukkah has 8 days, and my favorite menorah graphic I have is a harmonica with flames shooting out of the holes, and it says, Happy Harmonica. And then there's, in between though, there's Festivus Eve, and then Festivus on the 23rd, and then yesterday was Christmas Eve, and today is the first day of Christmas. Monday, I'll be doing the fifth day of Christmas net. I think that's right. 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. My log sheet looks more structured than yours. However, it is still just as colorful. So that's all. Quiet evening. Oh, my friend Jan came over, and she gave me this little sachet of lavender. If you could smell that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, lavender. Oh. You know, lavender is what they used to stuff in coffins with dead people so that it wouldn't be so bad. You know, it's old. This lavender is old, a few years old, and it's a strong lavender smell. I think her brother or cousin has got a lavender farm, and that's why she has all these sachets of lavender. But I've talked long enough. And all the things that could be spoken of right now, I'll just say, may Larry's memory be a blessing. And all of you are a living blessing to me. 33 Rebecca and all my gals, all the members to all my hams, KX2CW Joan on Broadway, perched in the Capitol Hill Behavioral Observatory, looking down, sometimes thinking it's a misbehavioral observatory. Back to that.
Well, thank you for that check-in, Joan. Your homemade chai sounds delicious. I love chai. I love a good, like, peppery chai. I'm going to start making my own. I got this really good one, Bob, WE6CXT had recommended a brand of the chai blend to me, and it's really good. Homemade chai. Well, I'm glad that you had a wonderful day. You sound so good, and you got a wonderful little lavender sachet from your friend. Delicious. Enjoy listening to the rest of the net. And have a wonderful evening, Joan. 3388 and all the numbers. Next on the list is Michael in Whitehorse. VY1M Sugar. Please come ahead with your report, Michael.
Victor Yankee 1, Mike Sugar returning. Hey, greetings, Rebecca. Everyone on that. Hello, Joan. Good to hear everyone. Happy Merry Christmas. Nice, been a good day here. Been a good day here. Pretty chill all in all. Spending time with my wife, that's been nice, and no working, that's been nice, and playing some radio, visiting with some radio friends, that's been nice, thank you for that, and we were out for a little chosen family dinner this evening, and that was a great time, I made some bread, some sourdough, fresh, warm, and some garlic, onion and garlic butter. So it's kind of like butter, it's partially butter with avocado oil and coconut oil and olive oil. That was nice. Yesterday I was inspired to make some raspberry cornbread. I heard someone on the radio talking about blueberry cornbread. It might have been the Desert Pirate Dave there. I don't quite recall. But that turned out good. So we brought some of that. My wife made, she wanted to make some squash. And we ended up leaving the grocery store yesterday with some brie that was on sale, half a wheel of brie. And brie on the squash with some candied walnuts. That was good too. They made a chicken and some Brussels sprouts. Mashed potatoes, lots of nice conversation. We had a great time. It's warmed up here. It's about 27 degrees Charlie outside my window. It looks like it's 29 degrees Charlie at the airport, and that's about
minus, that's a negative, and we're, that's about minus 20 degrees Foxtrot, minus 29 degrees Foxtrot with the wind, and looks for a general trend of warm-up. Looks like it's, it's going to snow. Rebecca, how's your day been? How are you? Thanks for doing it. All the best to you. And Ron is the co-host, I think, too. It's 73 to him as well. 73 all. Back to you from the Victor Yankee 1 Mike Sugar.
Well, that sounds like a beautiful feast. Chosen family and a bunch of amazing dishes. Squash and brie and candied walnuts. I know that's something Louie's going to make. He's probably making it right now. I should text him to see if he wants to continue on with the next. But anyway, Michael, I'm glad that you had a wonderful day, that you and your wife had a wonderful day hanging out with people that you love and care about. Shouldn't that be every day, right? 7-3 and all the numbers, Michael. It's always good to hear from you. And thank you for the Yukon, the White Horse weather report. Hooray for snow! Last on this, this is Rebecca KK7IJZ. Last on this list is Brandon in Capitol Hill, and his suffix is Bravo Mike Bravo. I guess he's going to tell me what his prefix is. Please come ahead with your report, Brandon.
Hi, Rebecca. It's Whiskey One, Bravo Mike Bravo, and Brandon on Capitol Hill, and it's very fun to hear the net tonight. Merry Christmas holiday, Festivus to everyone, however we celebrate these things, looking at solstice and the end of the year. Michael, his post reminded me two things, one of which is why I don't live in Wisconsin anymore, because cold. But secondly, he's in White Horse, and at one point in my younger days, I drove the Alcan Highway. And at one stop along the way, or not stop so much as just a one of those green highway signs, and maybe that wasn't green because it could have been in Canada, but it said 1,500 miles to Whitehorse, and I thought that was a long way for the next town. Anyhow, it was a really nice day today, chill, calm, lovely dinner. We happened to have a terrific prime rib. And an English Christmas pudding. How about that? I haven't had that in maybe forever. Soaked with brandy and sort of moist and raisiny and all kinds of goodness. And it made me feel that the holiday is fat and happy, and I wish that for everyone else. So thanks for having the net. It's been a while for me to play radio, and I'm glad to be back. So thanks for hosting, Rebecca, and 73 to all. Whiskey One, Bravo Mike Bravo, Brandon, from Capitol Hill, and not so far from Jones. Out.
So, Brandon, was the pudding that you had, is that a sweet or savory pudding? Back to you.
That Christmas pudding is a moderately sweet. So it's definitely sweet and sort of a, if you like, a fruitcake. It's dark brown, kind of molasses-y, a little on the crumbly side, lots of raisins. So sweet, but not crazy sweet, not American sugary sweet. Back to the next.
I love it already. You just described so many things that I love. Raisins and sweet and, yeah, all of it, all of it, all of it. Well, that's great. Well, yeah, welcome. Thank you for chiming in. Thank you for telling us about your day here in Capitol Hill. And having fun on the net, having listening to the net, and getting back into radio, welcome back. It definitely is a hobby that welcomes you back every single time. I hope to hear from you again soon, Brandon. Have a wonderful evening and a wonderful time on Capitol Hill. 7-3, and that was the last on my list. So now, this is Rebecca KK7. Sending it back to Louie. Louie, it's your turn. W7DBB, KK7IJZ.
KK7IJZ, W7DBB, and I'm back in the saddle. And what a great round of check-ins you had there. And, yeah, it's, I love the Jones, yeah, KX2CW's description of her place is the Behavioral Observatory, which I've never heard her use that word combination, but it's described this place, and I think the other place she had, too, on Lower Capitol Hill. But anyway, and yes, indeed, Capitol Hill, from any floor up, is an everything is a behavioral observatory up there. It's quite a place where I first lived when I moved to Seattle, and it is, when I came straight from Brooklyn, it was good to have a place like Capitol Hill to, you know, ease me into Seattle. And now I know the truth, but at least I was there. Anyway, and, I noticed that Peter said he likes to watch what he eats, and I kind of took it a different way. I like to watch what I eat. I watch it, and then I eat it, all right? I was after some old man humor for you. Anyway, everybody, Michael from Canada was the second check-in to mention Brussels sprouts and get my mouth watering. So that said, I will invite everyone else out there that has a food story to tell tonight, or a station manager sighting, or... Oh, yeah. KI7JEW just yelled from the comfort of the bed where two station managers are keeping her pinned down and warm because she wants prime rib now, but I'm not doing it. I ain't doing it, hon. All right. Anyway, now enough of this chicanery. I'll kick it back to y'all. Give me your call sign and name, and come on down and say hello.
Madeline, KJ7NUW.
Welcome aboard, Madeline. Would anyone like to join us?
KB9IQX, Spy Radio, Chicago.
Madeline, Amy, we have the all-star, I shouldn't say all-star because that's a mode, but we have the VIP list coming right up here. Madeline, Amy, who's next? I know there's several other VIPs out there, like everyone, really, but don't be intimidated by occupying this list with Madeline and Amy. Come on down. Sean, you out there? I hear somebody trying to click in, and I'm going to give them one more chance. W7DBB inviting you to bring your call sign and your name to this party. Nothing heard. Let's go to Madeline. Madeline, how are you tonight?
Well, hi there, Louie, and hi, Rebecca, and well, Amy. It's nice to join in this round with Amy. It's Madeline, KJ7NUW, and I'm feeling a lot better. I came down with the flu last night on Christmas Eve, and so we had to delay the Mills family Christmas get-together till next weekend to give me a chance to recover. Thankfully, it works for everybody to get together next weekend, so we're just going to postpone. I've been doing a little bit of flying lately, and clearly I crossed paths with somebody who was taking the flu home for the holidays, and they ended up giving it to me as well. So anyway, but that's okay. I ended up having a nice day today, just kind of chill and left the radio on. My parents did stop by, and we sat around with masks on and visited for a while. So that was nice. We watched Home Alone and Home Alone 2. I haven't seen those for a while. Those are fun movies. I feel like I'm feeling better. Feeling better and better. So that's good. I'll probably take a warm shower and try to get a good night's rest again tonight. Last night was like, I was shivering. I was like shaking a lot. I haven't had that for like a long time. With the violent shakes. I'd forgotten what that was like. Even COVID wasn't like that when I had it. Maybe I'll try to catch Amy on the Nightcrawlers net tonight. Say hi over there. I haven't been on the Nightcrawlers for a long time in Chicago. All right, radio wave to everybody. I've really enjoyed listening to the net. Thanks so much to both of you for hosting, and Merry Christmas. to everybody who celebrates. KJ7NUW, back to net control.
Oh, thank you so much, Madeline, for adding your voice to this beautiful, wonderful night that Rebecca and I are having here. And it was so nice to see you. I'm pretty sure I have a memory of seeing you at my open house a couple of weeks ago. That was you. You were there, right? Come back, please.
That was me, Louie. I had a lovely time seeing you as well, and I picked up something while I was there, too. I really enjoyed it. KJ7NUW.